Unit 11. Business Negotiation.
商务谈判。
Negotiation Skills.
谈判技巧。
2. Jack is negotiating with Su Hui. Listen to their conversation. Answer these questions.
Jack, I've been instructed to reject the numbers you proposed, but we can try to come up with something else.
I hope so, Su Hui.My instructions are to negotiate hard on this deal, but I'll try very hard to reach some middle ground.
I understand. We propose a structured deal. For the first 6 months, we get a discount of 20%, and the next 6 months, we get 15%.
Su Hui, I can't bring those numbers back to my office. They'll turn it down flat.
Then you'll have to think of something better, Jack.
How about 15% the first 6 months and the second 6 months at 12% with a guarantee of 3,000 units?
That's a lot to sell with very low profit margins.
It's about the best we can do, Su Hui. We need to hammer out something today. If I go back empty-handed, I may be coming back to you soon to ask for a job.
Okay, 17% the first 6 months, 14% for the second?
Good.
Jack, I've been instructed to reject the numbers you proposed, but we can try to come up with something else.
I hope so, Su Hui. My instructions are to negotiate hard on this deal, but I'll try very hard to reach some middle ground.
I understand. We propose a structured deal. For the first 6 months,We get a discount of 20%, and the next 6 months we get 15%.
Su Hui, I can't bring those numbers back to my office. They'll turn it down flat.
Then you'll have to think of something better, Jack.
How about 15% the first 6 months and the second 6 months at 12% with a guarantee of 3,000 units?
That's a lot to sell with very low profit margins.
It's about the best we can do, Su Hui. We need to hammer out something today. If I go back empty-handed, I may be coming back to you soon to ask for a job.
Okay, 17% the first 6 months, 14% for the second?
Good.
3. Listen again and fill in the blanks with numbers both the speakers propose in the structured deal.
Jack, I've been instructed to reject the numbers you proposed, but we can try to come up with something else.
I hope so, Su Hui. My instructions are to negotiate hard on this deal, but I'll try very hard to reach some middle ground.
I understand. We propose a structured deal. For the first 6 months, we get a discount of 20%, and the next 6 months, we get 15%.
Su Hui,I can't bring those numbers back to my office. They'll turn it down flat.
Then you'll have to think of something better, Jack.
How about 15% the first 6 months and the second 6 months at 12% with a guarantee of 3,000 units?
That's a lot to sell with very low profit margins.
It's about the best we can do, Su Hui. We need to hammer out something today. If I go back empty-handed,I may be coming back to you soon to ask for a job.
Okay, 17% the first 6 months, 14% for the second?
Good. 4. Read the passage. Find out what negotiation skills are used by the buyers and sellers in their negotiation that follow the passage. The first one has been done for you.
Business negotiation skills.Skills of negotiation are crucial to business negotiations. Here is an introduction to some of them. 1. Asking probing questions. The probing questions are difficult to answer because they are phrased in general terms. They are intended to gain information for one party to make sure of their weak points in the opponent's propositions before a major attack. 2. The counter questions.If the opponent uses questions as offensive tactics, the party's correct response is the counter questions. The questions are designed to compel the opponent to limit the scope of his inquiry and to reveal more of his own position.
3. Sidestepping. If one party does not want to answer the opponent's questions directly, he may seek to sidestep the issue. 4. Pulling the pig's tail. One party will overemphasize the obvious importance to his securing a particular point when his real objective is the direct opposite. Some negotiators are suspicious of any proposal made by their opposite partner. 5. Discovering interests. As negotiating about interests is a better way to conduct technology trade negotiations, discovering the other side's interests becomes a paramount necessity. 6. Making the other side appear unreasonable. It is a method of challenging the validity of a proposition. A case is found in which application of the proposition would be absurd, so the person who posed the proposition is challenged to redefine it in more limited terms.
Negotiations on sales of goods.
货物买卖谈判.
2. Listen to a conversation about price negotiation and decide whether these statements are true or false.
Good morning, Mr. Wang. Glad to meet you.
Good morning, Miss Lee. Glad to meet you, too. I've come here to visit you, hoping to have a discussion with you on the purchase of your H-series chinaware.
Which article number are you interested in?
H1115.
Which price terms do you prefer? FOB, CFR, or CIF?
CIF.
The price of H1115 is $24.19 per set CIF Toronto. We are prepared to grant you a 5% commission. 442 sets of H1115 at the price of $24.68 per set CIF Toronto.
I'm afraid your price appears unworkable.
I assure you that our prices are most favorable.
Okay. In order to conclude the transaction, I think you should reduce your price to $23 per set of H1115.
Our price is going up owing to the rise in the cost of raw materials, so we can't accept this price.
Can we each make some compromise? Say, the price of H1115 at $23.50 per set CIF Toronto.
If we accept your price, we will only leave a little profit margin for ourselves.
Our quantities are 542 sets of H1115.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Wang. Glad to meet you.
Good morning, Miss Lee. Glad to meet you, too. I've come here to visit you, hoping to have a discussion with you on the purchase of your H-series chinaware.
Which article number are you interested in?
H1115.
Which price terms do you prefer? FOB, CFR, or CIF?
CIF.
The price of H1115 is $24.19 per set CIF Toronto. We are prepared to grant you a 5% commission. 442 sets of H1115 at the price of $24.68 per set CIF Toronto.
I'm afraid your price appears unworkable.
I assure you that our prices are most favorable.
Okay. In order to conclude the transaction, I think you should reduce your price to $23 per set of H1115.
Our price is going up owing to the rise in the cost of raw materials, so we can't accept this price.
Can we each make some compromise? Say, the price of H1115 at $23.50 per set CIF Toronto.
If we accept your price, we will only leave a little profit margin for ourselves.
Our quantities are 542 sets of H1115.
Okay.
3. Listen again and supply the missing information in the table.
Good morning, Mr. Wang. Glad to meet you.
Good morning, Miss Lee. Glad to meet you too. I've come here to visit you, hoping to have a discussion with you on the purchase of your H-series chinaware.
Which article number are you interested in?
H1115.
Which price terms do you prefer? FOB, CFR, or CIF?
CIF.
The price of H1115 is $24.19 per set CIF Toronto. We are prepared to grant you a 5% commission. 442 sets of H1115 at the price of $24.68 per set CIF Toronto.
I'm afraid your price appears unworkable.
I assure you that our prices are most favorable.
Okay. In order to conclude the transaction, I think you should reduce your price to $23 per set of H1115.
Our price is going up owing to the rise in the cost of raw materials, so we can't accept this price.
Can we each make some compromise? Say the price of H1115 at $23.50 per set CIF Toronto.
If we accept your price, we will only leave a little profit margin for ourselves.
Our quantities are 542 sets of H1115.
Okay. 词汇
Deceive
Structure
Flat
Margin
Hammer
Empty-handed
Crucial
Probe
Proposition
Counter
Tactic
Response
Compel
Sidestep
Obvious
Objective
Paramount
Necessity
Presuppose
Reconcile
Breakdown
Slash
Manufacture
Compromise
Wholesale
Material
Give and take
Whereby
Herein after
Commodity
Conformity
Stipulation
Thereafter
Lading
Fortnight
Haste
Hasten
Arbitration
Execute
Provisional
Procedure
Binding
Inquire
Bamboo
Create
Brazilian
Reference
Exert 专有名词
C and F
CCIC
Force Majeure
China Council for the Promotion of International Trade
Brazil Unit 12 Crime and Penalty
罪与罚
Juvenile Delinquency
少年犯罪
2. Listen to a science report. Fill in the blanks. Lead exposure and juvenile delinquency. Is exposure to lead the reason why we have violent children? A researcher says lead in the environment would be a major cause of violence by young people. The presence of lead in the brain changes the neurons that control actions. And he says that lead can cause a person to act in antisocial and criminal ways. Lead is a metal that is especially dangerous to babies and young children. They can get it into their bodies by breathing or swallowing lead dust, or by eating soil or pieces of lead paint. Children with high levels of lead can suffer brain and nervous system damage, learning disabilities, slow growth, headaches, and hearing loss. A simple blood test can measure lead, but an X-ray process is needed to measure levels in bones. In 2002, such tests were done on 190 young people who were in jail. The findings showed that their average levels were higher than normal. And in 1996, 300 children were studied. test scores showed higher levels of aggression and learning problems in those with increased levels of lead. Yet these levels were still considered safe by the government. Dr. Needleman and other experts say all this research shows that one way to reduce crime is to keep young children away from lead. Lead exposure and juvenile delinquency. Is exposure to lead the reason why we have violent children? A researcher says lead in the environment would be a major cause of violence by young people. The presence of lead in the brain changes the neurons that control actions. And he says that lead can cause a person to act in antisocial and criminal ways. Lead is a metal that is especially dangerous to babies and young children. They can get it into their bodies by breathing or swallowing lead dust, or by eating soil or pieces of lead paint. Children with high levels of lead can suffer brain and nervous system damage, learning disabilities, slow growth, headaches, and hearing loss. A simple blood test can measure lead, but an X-ray process is needed to measure levels in bones. In 2002, such tests were done on 190 young people who were in jail. The findings showed that their average levels were higher than normal. And in 1996, 300 children were studied. Test scores showed higher levels of aggression and learning problems in those with increased levels of lead. Yet these levels were still considered safe by the government. Dr. Needleman and other experts say all this research shows that one way to reduce crime is to keep young children away from lead. 3. Read the passage. Match the people in the box to each statement.
A debate on juvenile delinquency. Mumbai, September the 16th. A shocking case of murder by an 11-year-old boy in a Mumbai suburb has sparked off a debate on how to deal with juvenile crime. 14-year-old Sunita Jofa was set on fire just 5 meters away from her home in Malad, a northwestern suburb of Mumbai, on Tuesday. Jofa sustained 90% burns and was admitted to a municipal hospital from where, in her dying declaration, she implicated Campbell, Senior Police Inspector K.A. Gord said. According to preliminary investigations, Campbell had on Sunday tried to molest Jofa, who slapped him in return. On Monday night, Sunita went outside her home to fetch water from a tap about 100 meters away. Campbell then put gas on Jofa and set her on fire. Police say that during interrogation, Campbell disclosed that he was inspired by the story of two teenage boys who had burned a girl alive last October in the city. The boy exhibits no regret for his actions. When he comes out of prison, there is little doubt that he will go back to crime, which is very unfortunate indeed, Gord told the press. But Pratima, who works with a special cell to help women and children, a crisis counseling center, disagrees. According to her, remand homes are not exactly recruitment centers for gangsters. These homes do offer formal education as well as vocational training. Social workers are also present here. We have come across a number of instances where children from such homes do not resort to a life of crime once they're out of that place, she said. 4. Read the passage. Complete the table.
Tackling youth crime. The number of young people found guilty by the juvenile courts or formerly cautioned by police, has fallen in England and Wales during the past 15 years. The proportion of 10 to 13-year-old boys who were found guilty or cautioned for more serious chargeable offenses dropped by 42%, with a corresponding 15% decline among 14 to 17-year-olds. However, the apparent decrease is almost certainly an illusion. Police recorded criminal justice statistics and national surveys of the victims of crime both agree that the types of offense most often committed by young people, such as burglary and vehicle theft, have risen dramatically over the same period. Most British people think youth crime is on the rise and ranked it as a high priority for the justice system. In a 2006 study, 77% believed that sentencing of young offenders was too lenient. Procedural changes appear to account for the difference, especially a growing reluctance to take juveniles to court and an increasing tendency on the part of police to issue unrecorded warnings rather than formal cautions. The House of Commons Home Affairs Committee suggested that one explanation for a higher crime rate and a lower number of juvenile offenders might be an increase in the number of persistent young offenders responsible for a volume of crime out of proportion. But there's no evidence to support this suggestion. Tackling youth crime is now urgent. Efforts to modify the risk factors associated with delinquency have also included community crime prevention programs with a focus on achieving physical improvements in disadvantaged neighborhoods and providing recreational facilities for young people. Unfortunately, there is a shortage of convincing evidence for the effectiveness of these programs. Crime prevention in the United Kingdom has, meanwhile, tended to emphasize measures designed to reduce the opportunities for crime in particular situations. Techniques include increased surveillance by closed-circuit cameras, improving physical security, and protecting individuals. The major difficulty with such programs is that they may merely displace crime to other places or victims rather than preventing it altogether. Stopping crime.
防止犯罪.
2. Listen to a conversation on how New York got safer schools. Circle the letters A through D to answer the questions or complete the statements.
How did New York get safer schools?
Like many other school districts around the nation, New York has been fighting for ways to make its schools safer. What are some of the signs that show its progress in recent years?
Well, after a 1992 shooting in a Brooklyn high school, which left two students dead, New York's Board of Education ordered the installation of metal detectors in the city's schools. Police were also brought in to patrol 130 of the toughest schools. Teachers got special training, and students were taught conflict resolution. New York also made it a rule that anyone bringing a gun, knife, or other weapon to school leave the school.
But don't you have to be 17 or older before you are forced to leave the school?
That's true. That's why it's difficult to measure the results of New York's efforts. Still, fewer guns are showing up in the city's schools. 2 years ago, 129 guns were confiscated from students. Last year, the number of confiscated guns was down to 90. Attacks on teachers are down 24%.
Some say that school safety in New York depends on tough rules and quick penalties.
We believe that making a fuss over minor offenses helps avoid the larger, more serious ones, because kids want to know the parameters and they want limits.
With New York's modest successes, Will you say school safety issues are under control?
I don't think there are ever going to be any guarantees that will assure crime never happens in a school. How did New York get safer schools?
Like many other school districts around the nation, New York has been fighting for ways to make its schools safer. What are some of the signs that show its progress in recent years?
Well, after a 1992 shooting in a Brooklyn high school, which left two students dead, New York's Board of Education ordered the installation of metal detectors in the city's schools. Police were also brought in to patrol 130 of the toughest schools. Teachers got special training, and students were taught conflict resolution. New York also made it a rule that anyone bringing a gun, knife, or other weapon to school leave the school.
But don't you have to be 17 or older before you are forced to leave the school?
That's true. That's why it's difficult to measure the results of New York's efforts. Still, fewer guns are showing up in the city's schools. 2 years ago, 129 guns were confiscated from students. Last year, the number of confiscated guns was down to 90. Attacks on teachers are down 24%.
Some say that school safety in New York depends on tough rules and quick penalties.
We believe that making a fuss over minor offenses helps avoid the larger, more serious ones, because kids want to know the parameters and they want limits.
With New York's modest successes, will you say school safety issues are under control?
I don't think there are ever going to be any guarantees that will assure crime never happens in a school.
3. Read the passage. Circle the letters A through D to answer the questions or complete the statements.
Wasted youth. Before Douglas Christopher Thomas was old enough to vote, buy a beer, or serve on a jury, the state of Virginia decided he was old enough to die. Convicted of murdering his girlfriend's parents when he was 17, Thomas was executed by death injection on January the 10th. Killing offenders too young to be considered adults has a long history in the U.S. The youngest person executed in modern times was a 14-year-old who was electrocuted in South Carolina in 1944. Today, the Supreme Court has set 16 as the minimum age for death penalty eligibility. Currently, there are some 70 juvenile offenders on death row around the country. The death penalty is generally thought of as a punishment reserved for the worst of the worst, the emotionally hardened men and women with long histories of cruel and no hope of being saved. Critics of juvenile offender executions say it simply shouldn't apply to even violent criminals whose youth offers the potential for returning to be good. Thomas's case in particular points up the arbitrary nature of laws which attempt to distinguish between responsible adults and savable children. In 1991, Thomas and his then-girlfriend Jessica Wiseman were convicted of killing Jessica's parents. The Wisemans had forbidden 14-year-old Jessica from seeing Thomas, then 17. Several people testified at Thomas' trial that Jessica was the real mastermind behind the crime. But Jessica was a minor, and so was sent to a juvenile detention facility until she turned 21. She is now free. Thomas, just 3 years older, was sentenced to death. "I was just over the line," he said, "and she was just under." Death penalty opponents, however, are hoping that the growing international outrage may help change the atmosphere in the U.S. How can we lecture to other countries about their human rights practices while this continues? Asks Strabe. The fact that international law considers it wrong and that no other country does it should force us to look at ourselves. 词汇:
kidnapper,
mugger,
pickpocket,
murderer,
hijacker,
rapist.
threaten,
juvenile,
delinquency,
violent,
presence,
neuron,
antisocial,
metal,
debate,
murder,
sustain,
municipal,
implicate,
implication,
preliminary,
molest,
disclose,
exhibit,
fortunate,
unfortunate,
remand,
recruitment,
gangster,
tackle,
caution,
proportion,
justice,
statistics,
rank,
lenient,
reluctant,
tendency,
volume,
shortage,
meanwhile,
surveillance,
circuit,
merely,
displace,
familiarize,
delinquent,
violence,
spirituality,
installation,
patrol,
penalty,
parameter,
jury,
convict,
electrocute,
minimum,
eligibility,
hardened,
cruel,
critic,
distinguish,
then,
testify,
trial,
mastermind,
minor,
detention,
truancy,
virtue,
sin,
专有名词,
Mumbai,
the special cell to help women and children,
the House of Commons Home Affairs Committee,
Douglas Christopher Thomas,
Virginia,
South Carolina,
Jessica Wiseman.